So for Charlotte Toy, Rashi and Toy is the Haralem Shah now Gemara. Rashi learns what Eshlet Samsa means, even according to Rabbi Huna, even according to Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua, that he holds machza machzas posel. If you have exactly 50, like 2 inches of posel schach, then 2 inches of kosher schach, 2 inches posel, 2 inches kosher, it's no good, it's posel. Machza machzas posel. So is that something the Mishnah is talking about, that there's more kosher than there is posel. Now the Havamina is, why do you say the space is wider than the actual posel schach? Because it's not possible to make the exact same space as the psul. In other words, it's the Eshlet Samson. That was the Havamina. It's not possible to make exactly. So if you have 2 inches of posel schach, and now we tell you leave space, the avir, the same size of posel schach, so if this was 2 inches wide, it's not possible to make exactly 2 inches wide of avir. So most probably it was a little bit more. So that was the Gemara's Teret. Since most probably it was a little bit more, we're talking about now in this avir, the air, you're putting in kosher schach. So now along the whole schach, you have more kosher schach than posel schach. So Gemara asked, no, what do you say that for? For Eshel Samson, it's possible to make it exactly. If you want to tell me a case that you have 2 inches of spike of a metal posel schach, then next to it I'm going to leave space, the same 2 inches, we could do that. If you want to do something, you could do it. For the Gemara, for Eshel Samson. So what are you giving me a terrorist mission talking about? There's more space than the actual spike itself. Why? If you tell me a case that you have 2 inches spike, and then you go to make 2 inches of avir, you can make just 2 inches. It doesn't have to be more than 2 inches. So Teret says, Om Ravami b'madif, enech namin. Not that by itself it happened to be that the space was a little bit more than the 2 inches of the spike. If you really wanted to go to make the exact size of the spike space, avad, you could do that. You could have 2 inches spike, 2 inches space. But we're talking about Badafka, you went to leave extra. B'madif, you Badafka went to leave a little bit more space, then you'll have the posel schach. Therefore, according to Rav Huna, we're zetting I now not as machta machta, but is more kosher schach than posel schach. Tirashi, we're actually something. Kasav kabbat of the Havamina is to hide the kamataritz benichnas v'yotzei. What was our teretz? That the space is a little bit wider than the posel schach. Hochi mataritz. This is what you meant to say. That kol kamoisoi benichnas v'yotzei hu stamahu. When the Mishnah says stam, we make the space the same size as the psul, you can't do that. So most probably this wider space. The ein derech letzamsim, it's not a derech to make exactly. It's not mistama, usually don't make the exact size. So once we say let the space be the same size, it means the space is a little bit bigger. On this, the Gemara so parchina no, voim yitain daitel akach. If a person really thinks and wants to do something, eshel etzamsim, you can make it exact. So if the shpud, this spike was 2 inches wide, you can make exactly the space in between one spike and the next spike also exactly 2 inches. Uketoni maslisin al mishnah says that loshin. It says kumoison ksheira ve'evelay poros koymit. So if you want to say the Mishnah says kamoisin, it means what it says. And it's possible to do that. You can make exactly 2 inches avir and 2 inches spike. And the avir then you'll put on kosher schach. So the Mishnah is saying that if you have machza machza, half of the schach is from posel metal. And half is from kosher schach, the Mishnah is kosher. So it's a kasha and Rav Huna. So Gemara answers, Om Ravani, Rashi, Mishani, Om Ravami, Bemadif. The Mishnah is not talking about that you went to do it exactly. Where you had in mind to make this space in between a little bit wider. If the shvud was 2 inches wide, you went to make the space in between 2.5 inches. The Mishnah says, no, the space is the exact size. It means is a little bit wider. Not the exact size, a little bit wider. This is the way Rashi learns. That the Gemara's kasha now was Vo'efshlet Samsem is now a kasha on Rav Huna. In other words, you Rav Huna says the Mishnah is talking about that the space in between is wider than the actual posel schach, and in this space now you're putting kosher schach, so you end up with more kosher schach than posel schach. That's the way Rashi learns. Unless let's turn it to two dots, then we'll see Teis learns a little bit different. Rav learns a little bit different. Rav Rama, no, afilu teima b'shein madif. Afilu, you want to tell me no? This exact, the space in between one spike and the next spike is exactly 2 inches. So you have the whole schach is made up of a 2 inches worth of metal spike, then you have 2 inches space, then 2 inches metal schach, then 2 inches space, 2 inches of metal. So along the whole schach, even if you fill up the space with kosher schach, it's 50-50. 50% of it is metal, and 50% is kosher schach. So kashrus ayra funa holds a cloud by mechitzis that porous kaimit is possible. If you have a mechitza made up half real mechitza and half space, it's a posel mechitza. So if it's a posel mechitza, why is it good for schach? The teretz is Rav Laman, afilu teima b'shein madif. You do not make the space wider, but imhoyu nesunim shesi noistim orif. Orif noistim shesi. In other words, if the metal spikes were put across the sukkah, let's say length, shesi means lengthwise, then you know how you put the kosher schach. Not in the space in between, but you put the kosher schach along the other way, with the width-wise. In other words, whichever way the metal pieces were put, don't put the kosher schach in between the same length, but put it across the other way. So since you're putting it across the other way, it comes out that the schach kosher is like going over the posel schach. So that little space of the posel schach is being covered over now by kosher schach. We have like this. So the kosher schach on top is going over this part of the psul. So the part the kosher is going over, like you take away the part of the psul right underneath it, and therefore considered you have more kosher schach than you have posel schach. So that's the teretz here. The Rav Adam would go according to Rav Funa that you have that machza machza is posel. We have to come on, you have more kosher schach than you have posel schach. But that's the kimtum. If you have like this posel schach, 3 boards going straight across with the 2 inches aver in between, it has to be yeah. And now you put the other boards across like this. So since these boards have the exact same amount as the space in between, and it's covering up the bottom ones, so metal since it's covering it up, therefore the tail comes from the top schach. The tail comes from the top, and since the top is kosher, the part that's right underneath it is like bottle, like it's not there. Let's see Rashi. Ravi says, "Afilo b'mitzamtzim." Afilo, you want to say the schach so far was made? You have 2 inches of a metal spike, then 2 inches space, 2 inches metal, 2 inches space. Mamish 50-50, and you're covering up now the space for kosher schach. If the shvudim, the metal spikes were put lengthwise, is noisnim lekanim shoschach oriv. Put the kosher bamboo sticks now oriv widthwise, the crisscross the other way. The akdim kain im einoy noisin roshi the akochach. Now, kocher, in this case, if in ena neisten roshi akanim al shvudim hareye neisten loritz. In other words, you're putting the kosher schach on top of the posel schach. So the kosher schach on top, these bamboo sticks, have to be resting on top of the metal spikes. Because if the metal spikes are not underneath it, it would fall down. Vilka hevelei kosher meruba. Therefore, since the kosher schach is on top, and it's covering over part of the posel schach, so the kosher schach is meruba. Alapsul, umavatlon, and it's mavatl the bottom one. So Rashi says loshen umavatlon that the top kosher bamboo sticks, since they're going straight across the posel schach, so it comes out, it's being mavati, take away the space of the posel schach because it's being bottled. So loshen umavatlon is a little bit of a kasher. Tezi has a kasher. You really can't be mavatlon here. Bittul lulu means bittul brayv means like we don't see it. It's like not there. Like if we have before, if you have posel schach. And you throw a lot of kosher schach and mix it up, mix it around, that you can't see now the posel schach, that's called bitter brave. Bitter brave always means if one falls into two, and you don't know which one is kosher, which one is treif, so since you can't tell, we say as far as butter brave. But when you could tell, you could see, if you have a red piece of meat that was chazer, fell into 2 pieces of meat, white piece of meat that's kosher, you can't say the red meat is bottom, because we see clearly, the red meat is red, the other two is white, it's not butter brave, if you could see it. So here also, you can see, we're talking about you're putting the bamboo sticks on top of the metal pikes. So on the bottom, you see, claw, there's still metal pikes there. It's still shvudim. So you see it. How could you say the top is mavatlit? So you have to say, Rashi's lav davka b'toros a din bittel. It doesn't really mean a din bittel b'roim. It means a lot like we're saying. Since you're putting the bamboo sticks on top of the shvudim, of the metal pikes, so mela, what's causing the tzel? What's causing the tzel is the top schach. That's what's stopping itself from coming in. So therefore, it's like the ikar of the schach is the top. So therefore, what's exactly beneath it, right underneath it, that's like bottom. We don't count as if it's there. Not a din bit of a rive. It's just like bottom means it's like it's not there anymore. Like we don't need it. It has no use here. So that's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns not like that, because Tosfos learns, the Rashi learns as a modern of the Gemara. The Gemara started out first to say that our Mishnah Poshet says, if you have half and half, half of the space of Schach is made from metal, and half is made from bamboo sticks is kosher. So Gemara said, that's good according to Rav Papa, because Rav Papa holds by Mechitzes, Machtz al Machtz is kosher. So according to Rav Papa, everything is good. But the Gemara says, according to Rav Huna, Bredi Yeshu, it's no good. But this Gemara goes, Teres, no, we could even answer according to him. Now the Gemara asks the question, I voho efshlet samsim. So Chura, what's the Gemara's kasha now? So Tosfos learns that the Gemara's kasha is going back according to Rav Papa, of course. The Gemara's kasha is according to Rav Papa, that even, and Tosfos changes the gears around a little bit. Tosfos says the gears should be voho efshlet samsim. Because he asked the kasha according to Rav Papa. You, Rav Papa, say, that's talking about mamash machza machza, and machza machza is kosher. So you're telling me now we're talking about you have 2 inches of metal and 2 inches of open space. And that's why it's kosher. For at the Gemara Ivoy, yes, let's say you can't make something exact. You can't make the space in between exactly. So since you can't make it exactly, we have to be afraid maybe you have a little bit less space than you have the Shvudim. So according to Rav Papa, why do you say machza machza is kosher here? It's not even machza machza, it's less than machza machza. We're talking about now that you're not making exactly 2 inches space, you're going to make 2.5 inches space. You made much more space than you made the 2 inches of the metal. Therefore, you can't ask the kasha, you can't make something exact, even if you can't make it exact. But you made it 2.5 inches wide. So even if you can't make something exactly 2.5, good, you make it a little bit less. You make it 2.25. But our core part of the 2.25 is still more than the 2 inches of the poslet schach. So that's why it's kosher. And then Rav answered the other teretz is also very good. Yes, give me a kasha. It's iyesh letzamtzein. If you have 2 inches of the metal and then 2 inches of space in between, so kasha is even if the better still says it. Even if you tell me you have exactly 2 inches in between, but a kasha is you can't fill up those 2 inches with kosher schach. You can't be mitzamtzein exactly to fill it up. That's the kasha. So true, you have 2 inches of metal, and then 2 inches of space, but the 2 inches of space, how do you fill it up exactly? If you're going to put the boards in here, you can't fill up the space exactly. There's going to be a little bit of space, still empty, not with kosher schach. So you'll end up with more poslet schach than kosher schach. So one teretz is b'madif means you pile up a lot. You don't just put one layer of kosher schach. You pile it up a lot of kosher schach. So then for sure, you covered up all the holes. The other teretz is go crisscross. If you have the shvudim, the poslet schach going lengthwise, so put the kosher schach across. So you put it across, that way for sure you can cover up all the holes. All the places would be covered up. Senechlam, according to Rav Papa, that machza, machza is kosher, you have these 2 ways to make it kosher. And that's the way Tais learns. Because Tais by Tais holds, we pass on the loch like Rav Papa. Tais holds the loch is like Rav Papa, that machza, machza is kosher. So therefore, Tais didn't want to learn the more against the kosher according to Rav Huna, because we don't pass like Rav Huna. We pass in machza, machza is kosher. So therefore, Tais learns the more kosher is even according to Rav Papa, it was shver, machza, machza is kosher. But here, it's EF to Tzamsein, even if you have exactly 2 inches of space, you can't fill it up. The Torah says, no, you could fill it up, either by Madif, or else you're going the other way. Yeah. Right. Oy baruch samita. Mishnah says what? Or else you may use chach. Arucha samita means you use the frame of the bed, one board of the frame of the bed, that's posel chach, and the sukkah is posel. It's only kosher if you have 50-50. But if the whole sukkah will be made from the board, the frame of the beds, it would be posel chach, even though it's made from wood. But since this wood was once part of the bed, was part of the kli, therefore it's makabel tumah. So where it says, Lema Messiah Leila Ravami Bativ Yumi. The Hurau Mishnah that says that the frame of the bed, so it's not talking about you have the whole frame the way it is. It's talking about you took the frame apart, and using just one long stick, one long board of the frame, you're using for schach now. So where the kashri is, now that you took the frame apart, this one board by itself is not a kli anymore. So what do I care if it was once part of the bed, but now you took it out of the bed, and it's a piece of board now. So chura now it should not be makabel tumah anymore. It's not called a kli anymore. So why is a kosher? Why is a posel for schach? So Gemara says lema masayla leRavami batev yumi. It has to be a riot to Ravami's din. The Yom Ravami, Ravami says like this: Yom Ravami batev yumi. Sichacha bebloi kelim. If you want to use schach from leftover kelim, or you have material that was once a beged, it was once makabel tumah, and then it got very ruined, very used up, and it came into mamashmat as pieces. So still you can't use these pieces now. It's still psula. Why? Because even though right now they're so small, it's not called a shear. To be makabel tuma, right now the shmat is not makabel tuma, but since matchila came from a regular cloth, from regular beged, once it was called a kli, that could be makabel tuma, even if you take the kli apart now, that the parts are not makabel tuma, still it's possible for schach. You can't use for schach anymore. Rashi says, Bevavloi kelim, lakama forest, rematlonius, you have shmatis, patches, shein them sholosh al sholosh. The piece of material now is no so small, it's not even 3 etz boys by 3 etz boys. The alpha gav the hashtalem makabutuma, now this piece of material is so small, it's not makabutuma anymore. So it could be it's material from pishtim. Pishtim we had before, flax, grows out of the ground, so really it's something you could use for schach. Only once it gets the same material, since it's makabutuma, it's possible for schach. But now that this material came to such small pieces, less than 3 by 3, so it's not makabel tumer anymore. So why is the pasuk haschach? The teretz is kiva de mekli also. Since it came from a regular kli, is once part of a big beged that was makabel tumer. Gozer barabonin arucha gozer barabonin. Rabbanan made gzeira that such a kli you can't use for haschach. Now, since this kli once had a din to makabel tumer, even though now you broke the kli, it's not makabel tumer anymore, you can't use it for schach. So aruchas nami, the same tears goes on the frame of the bed. If you take this one board that was part of the frame, hashtalem makabel tumer. Right now, avad, this board by itself is not makabel tumer. Lechoz lemidi, it's not roy for anything. It's a pshute kliates. It's not roy for anything right now. You can't use it. Ela mikli kosi. So why does our Mishnah say you can't use the frame, even the board alone? Because since it came from a mitah, and when it was attached to the bed, that's called the kli that's makabel tumah. So that's the din of tzchach, and that's halacha l'maisa. That even if you take a kli, you'll have a ladder, and the ladder broke, and the chura now it's not makabel tumah, still you can't use a broken ladder to throw it on top of the tzchach for tzchach. Because since it once was part of a kli that had a din to makabel tumah, the rabbanim made a gzeira that this kli is posel for tzchach. No matter what happens to it, you can't use it anymore. So that's the pshat from our Mishnah, that's the raya to Rav Dimi. So Mara says no, maybe there's no raya. Mara says no, I'll tell you, could the Omer Rav Chonon, Omer Rebbe. Maybe our Mishnah is talking about the case that Rav Chonon, Omer Rebbe says. The what? The Arucha. We're talking about now you have the long frame of a shtei kroyim, but it has the 2 legs that are still attached to it. Arucha means like the long boards of the frame, but the 2 legs are still attached to it. Real Spiksora. You have the width of the bed, the smaller board, ushnei kroyim, and the 2 legs are still attached to it. So since you have this 2 legs still attached to it, you could use it. We'll soon see what you could use it for. So since it could be used right now, that's why it's still makabel tumah, and that's why it's possible for schach. So I'll tell you, hochinam our Mishnah also. We're talking about the case, v'yarucha, we're talking about the long frame, the long board of the frame, ushnei kroyim, and it has its 2 legs that are still attached to it. And it's roy to be used as a kli. Therefore, right now it's still makabel tumah. That's why you can't use it for schach. A real spiksora. We're talking about the smaller, the width of the frame. Ushnei kroyim, and you have the 2 legs attached to it. And therefore, since it's roy to be used right now, it's makabel tumah. That's why the Mishnah says it's possible. But maybe you have an arayah from our Mishnah to Rav Dimi. Maybe if the whole kli was broken, that's not roy to be used right now, so it's not makabel tumer anymore. Maybe an echnami you're allowed to use it for schach. Drashi, the arucho ushtei kroy mimo ulakam meforish lamai chodesh. Soon the Gemara will explain what can you use it for. Ktsara oisam asher baroychev amita, the part of the frame that's part of the width of the bed. Letzad barashoysam argloisim, so the heads or the bottom of it, that's the part that's smaller. So if you have that part with its 2 legs, also, since it's roy to be used, it's still called the kli, it's makabel tumah, that's why it's posel for schach. Mor says, Heichi yitmad Rav Chonon Amar Rebbe. Where did they say this halacha? Where did Rav Chonon Amar Rebbe say this halacha? Ahod etznan, we learn it like this, the Mishnah in Kalim. That mito mitamas chavilo umatheres chavilo. Divi Rebbe Lezer, that's Rebbe Lezer Shita. Mito means